You're listening to SBS News.
What?
Nothing.
This ain't your property.
Whose property is it? I don't have any problem with you.
A terrifying, racist rant directed at a South Sudanese man in the Brisbane suburb of Inala.
I don't give a fuck who you African boys are, mate. Hey. Do you know who our Aussie cunts are, mate?
It's not an isolated incident, says Abiba Andrea of the African Communities Council.
I've been told to go back to my country so many times. I've been targeted because of the colour of my skin growing up here, told I was too black, being called terrible names. Like, go back to your own country, you know, effing dog, whatever. I've had family members who's, you know, been provoked and got into fights because of such behaviours.
Travellers of Asian appearance were harassed at Brisbane's airport last year.
Are you from Wuhan? I'm from Wuhan.
Johnson Chen from the Queensland Chinese Forum says there's been a marked increase in racism fuelled by the COVID-19 pandemic.
That virus has placed the whole community in jeopardy, where we have been called names. We had people come up and, you know, shouted at us, physically assaulted us, verbally abused us, where, you know, in the past year we have seen probably twice or maybe threefold of reported crime about, you know, people have received verbal abuses or physical assault.
On Brisbane's south side, the Holland Park Mosque was defaced with Nazi symbols and slogans after the Christchurch massacre. Rita Jabri-Markwell is from the Australian Muslim Advocacy Network and co-chair of the Cohesive Communities Coalition that lobbied the Queensland government to review its vilification and hate crime law.
Australia is actually quite behind the rest of the world when it comes to hate crime laws. Western Australia is the exception. They have some hate crime laws. As Queensland, I think, has the opportunity here to be at the frontier of, you know, creating a much more inclusive state for all, you know, for other states to look at and go, wow, you know, this can be done.
The 30-year-old Queensland Anti-Discrimination Act was a landmark at the time, but advocates like Ms. Jabri-Markwell say it's no longer fit for purpose, especially in the internet age.
We actually think it's pretty simple. We already have base criminal offences in Queensland for public nuisance, for assault, for willful property damage. What we're asking for is to add an aggravation element to those base offences, and that we'd recognise that it was a hate crime. There was that extra element.
Targeted with racist stickers on its offices, NGO Multicultural Australia is another organisation lobbying for tougher laws. Christine Castley is CEO and also co-chairs the Cohesive Communities Coalition.
Racism does happen in our community. It doesn't mean that we are completely and totally a racist community, because we're not, but it does happen, and it says something about who we are if we are willing to stand up and send some very clear messages about what we will not tolerate as a community.
Currently, there are penalties of up to 6 months prison or a $10,000 fine under the Anti-Discrimination Act, but any legal action needs the approval of the Attorney General or Director of Public Prosecution. As a result, in the past 2 decades, there have only been 3 convictions. Racist attacks often go unreported, and there is little to no data collection. The Queensland Parliamentary Inquiry is asking people to tell their stories, confidentially if needed, before submissions close next Monday. Abiba Andrea and the African Communities Council will be putting one in.
Speak up, honestly. There's no other way about it. Speak up, because if we're not going to speak up about what's going on, then it's going to continue and the change will never be made.
The inquiry is due to report back to Parliament by June next year. Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.